Hello, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw of the Calvary Bible Baptist Church, your pastor for the day. Today we're going to talk about love and not harming others. Too many people today are harming and hurting other people. Murderers, killings, rapings, lying, infidelity, all physical and or relationshiply harm someone else. Brethren, this is not a good thing. Yet we see it rampant in our culture and society today. We call them heartbreakers and life takers. We as Christians are not to harm others. Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 says, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Jesus Christ gives us this admonition, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. Some people harm others, thinking that they're even doing God's service, believe it or not. In John chapter 16, verse 2, it says, they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Can you imagine that, brethren, people harming other people in the name of God? See, the problem with serial killers, shooters, mass shooters, murderers, rapists, and the sorts is they don't show any love when they do these things, and they harm and hurt and destroy. And we've seen enough of this lately. If you love people, you do not harm them. Romans chapter 13, verse 10 says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. When you love somebody, you don't harm them physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. All that's on video games and television today that we seem to see a lot of is the promotion and glorification of harm and violence. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And that's exactly right. The violent take things by force. And we're not to be that way as Christians. We harm no one because we love everyone and walk after our Savior who harmed and harms no one. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 26 says, for such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Jesus came to save, not to harm. Let us be a repairer and a restorer, not a heartbreaker and a life taker. This is Pastor George Birkinshaw of Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day.